The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
We're so very happy that you're with us here on Texans Extra Points. My name is Drew Doherty, and we've got a fun show for you. Week two of the preseason is upon us tonight. The Texans take on the Atlanta Falcons right here in Reliance Stadium. We're coming to you from the President's Suite. Jamie Roots, nice enough to let us borrow his digs for a few moments. But joining me tonight are Brian T. Smith of the Houston Chronicle and John Harris. Brian T., of course, covers the team for the Chronicle, has done so for the last couple years. And John Harris, you were with us last week, and you also are the Texans analyst. You played football way back when at Brown University with Bill O'Brien. You've been a coach yourself, and you do fantastic work on the web. All right, guys, before we get to you, we got to get some quick hits out of the way. This week, a trio of talented Texans, say that three times fast, returned to practice. It was Brian Cushing, Andre Johnson, and Arian Foster. Cushing, the bigger of the surprise out of that trio, but not a huge surprise all around. Needless to say, head coach Bill O'Brien, very, very happy to see number 56 back on the field.
He's been chomping at the bit to get back out there. He's worked very hard, been a really good teammate in the meetings, been attentive, and I was watching a couple of their walkthroughs today, and I thought he was really, really up to speed on the mental aspect of things, so it was good to see him out.
Now, that return to action came in conjunction with the Atlanta Falcons. They were in town all week. They brought the Hard Knocks crew from HBO with them, and it was a good experience and exercise in taking care of each other, Texans-wise.
Thought it was a good day. You know, the Falcons are a really good team to work with. Coach Smith, really good guy to work with, and I thought it was a good day. It's always good to have another opponent in here, and you know, obviously you've been going against each other for 12, 13 practices, and now you get a chance to go against somebody else, and I thought the guys came with some energy, and I thought it was a good day for the Texans and a good day for the Falcons.
And on Thursday, it was Texans for DQ Day. The entire organization wore T-shirts in support of David Questenberry, and some of his offensive line mates talked about how special it was to help support him.
I talked to him yesterday. He's overwhelmed. You know, he's, the amount of support has been overwhelming to him. And just from afar, he's back in California right now getting his treatments and dealing with what he has to do right now. He's just fighting to be able to get back out here with everybody.
He's fighting hard every day, and we're definitely keeping in touch with him. And it'll definitely be an emotional day seeing everybody supporting him, and it's just a great cause.
All right, that's just some of the topics from this week, and let's start with you, Brian. The Texans have a lot of room for improvement. Where do you see that improvement coming the most against the Falcons on Saturday night tonight?
Number one, it has to be the quarterback situation. Ryan Fitzpatrick is much better than what we saw last Saturday against Arizona. That was a horrible outing. That is not Ryan Fitzpatrick. Bill O'Brien knows that. The Texans know that. He has to be more confident. He has to be more assertive. He has to have the rhythm going with that offense. Now, granted, he didn't play with Andre Johnson. So if we have Andre Johnson tonight, that changes everything. Arian Foster, Ryan Fitzpatrick will be better than that. The Texans have to have that from him this year.
Yeah, and he said himself right after the loss to Phoenix that this was not a good outing, but to keep things in perspective. How important is that, John?
Oh, absolutely. He was asked in the locker room afterwards, could you have done anything to help the game plan? Could you have scaled it down? He said this was the scaled down version of the game plan. So they'll add more and more as they go. I felt like Ryan got more comfortable with his reads when I went back and watched the film later on, but the first couple of drives you could tell he missed some open guys that he won't miss down the road. But having 80, having 23, having those two guys out there makes a huge difference. And the Cardinals were all in tight. They knew that the Texans weren't going to show him a whole lot. They weren't going to go deep on him and do some of the things that the Texans normally do or that we've seen in training camp.
Very rugged defense. They won 10 games last year. So that's a very valid point. And just to clear things up, we don't know for sure if Johnson and Foster and Cushing are going to suit up tonight, but it was good to see them going to work, and they bring so much more to the offense once they finally do. Okay, another topic to discuss, Jadeveon Clowney. We saw some greatness. We saw some stuff he needs to work on. Let's talk about some of the good things first. On the sack by J.J. Watt, it was looking right in front of me. I was on the sidelines doing the sideline work for ABC 13, KTRK, and I saw Jadeveon Clowney nearly pick up a 6'8", 321-pound left tackle and drive him into Carson Palmer, the quarterback. Now, Watt got there first, so it didn't happen, but this guy's phenomenal. This guy is capable of doing some things that we haven't seen before.
No, he really is. And look, the reason that the Texans made him the number overall pick when they could have drafted Teddy Bridgewater or Johnny Manziel or Blake Bortles, any quarterback of their choosing, was because of that type of play. He is an athletic freak. In the womb, he was born to do that. So the fact that we saw that early, and that Watts sack was your classic Watts sack, but that Watts sack also happened because he had Clowney by his side. And so you can't double-team Watt there, which ideally you would do. You have to pick your poison. They went with Watt and Clowney. Watt got the sack, but if 1 second away, that's Clowney's quarterback. As it went on, we saw him struggle in pass coverage, but that's just going to be a learning process for him. He was a college defensive end. He's playing weak side, outside linebacker in the NFL. It'll take time, but the pass rushing, the mentality, it's Lawrence Taylor meets J.J. Watt, and the NFL hasn't seen that in years. The potential is there. It's just going to take time for this guy.
How much patience do we have to have with Jadeveon Clowney?
No, you got to have a ton of patience, to be honest with you. As Brian said, he's going from defensive end to outside linebacker, and I think when you talk about the good and the bad, the good things that he did very well at South Carolina. The things that he didn't do as well, he never did at South Carolina. He never covered a tight end on a wheel route up the sideline, and he got beat on a touchdown even though it was called back by John Carlson. But the fact remains, he's got to pick up some of those things. He does a pretty good job in coverage. In fact, one of the plays, there was a penalty. He made an open field tackle after dropping into coverage, which I thought was amazing, on Stephon Taylor. He stopped him right there as he caught the ball on an open field tackle. He's got to get better down the field in coverage. But let's not forget the fact that this guy is a power machine off the edge. And when the two ended up on opposite sides, who did the Cardinals double? Was it J.J. Watt or Jadeveon Clowney? It was Jadeveon Clowney who ended up getting doubled, and J.J. Watt got a single block. So those are going to be some of the things that Romeo Crennel can build off of. But the good, those are things he did well at South Carolina. The bad are things really he's never had to do before.
All right, we're just getting started here on Texans Extra Points. Coming up after the break, what did the Texans learn about themselves practicing against those dirty birds? Atlanta's in town. They're taking them on tonight. Texans Extra Points rolls on.